Chapter 14. The first of the creatures formed from sand and earth was clawing at the helicopter door. Dirt smeared down the window as it tried to force its way in. The wind was howling across the open plateau, rocking the helicopter on its wheels. Matt stared at Catherine in disbelief. He had to shout to make himself heard above the wind outside.
"Why didn't you tell us before we got in?"
A massive, heavy hand thumped into the window, then another.
"You didn't ask!"
she shouted back.
"I didn't know what your plan was. I'm Harper's PA, not his pilot."
"I thought that's why you led us here,"
Matt yelled back.
"You said it was a good idea."
The window cracked, lines crazing out from the point of impact. A thin trickle of sand ran down the inside.
"I thought the pilot would be here. I don't fly helicopters,"
Catherine insisted.
"Then move aside for someone who does,"
Robin told her. She pushed past Catherine and Matt towards the pilot seat at the front of the cockpit.
"You'd better get strapped in. This could be bumpy with that crosswind."
"What are you doing?"
Matt demanded.
"Don't be stupid."
"You'll get us all killed,"
Catherine yelled at her.
"As opposed to what?"
Robin said without looking back. She was strapping herself into the seat, pulling on the pilot's helmet, examining the controls in front of her.
"It's no good," Matt told Catherine. "You can't argue with her. Just pray she has some idea."
He sat down and pulled the safety straps over his head, snapping the ends into the central buckle.
"Here we go,"
Robin called. The sound of the wind seemed to increase as the rotors swung lazily into life. Slowly at first, but picking up speed, they turned and rose and the helicopter shifted again on its wheels. Gently, laboriously, it lifted into the air.
"She can do it,"
Catherine said in astonishment.
"Of course I can,"
Robin told her, still concentrating on the controls.
"I don't know this type, though, so don't get too complacent."
The helicopter continued to rise, and the rough, dark hand slipped away from the windows as it lifted into the air. It turned slowly on its axis, nose angled down. Then, as Robin eased the main control stick forward, the helicopter picked up speed. Over Robin's shoulder, Matt had a good view of the open plateau. He could see the half-dozen misshapen figures lurching uncertainly from side to side as they seemed to watch their prey getting away from them. One of them reached out and its arm stretched, thinning to a sharp point as it stabbed up at the cockpit window high above it. Instinctively, Matt flinched. Beside him, Catherine did the same. But Robin didn't seem to notice. She pushed the stick further forward, and the nose of the helicopter dipped so that it was almost standing on its nose. The rotor blades were now spinning in front of it like an electric fan. They sliced into the extended arm, sending earth and grit swirling into a sandstorm. Through the dark blizzard, Matt caught a confused glimpse of two of the sandmen stumbling into the path of the rotors, being sliced apart, strewn across the flagstones. The helicopter lurched upwards, buffeted by the wind, righting itself. And suddenly it was clear of the debris, and the wind dropped. Far below, the ancient ruined town at the base of the mountain grew smaller as they left it behind and flew onwards over the green and brown blanket of the rainforest.